You have reached the Freedom of Information Act office. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up.
Hi, Ms. Crawford. This is Bill Payne in Albuquerque. I'm reading again this April 30th letter of Ms. Bryson. And I think I have a request. Better yet, I have a request. I would ask that you ask your management is to please get the documents that we requested, rather than going through, you know, all this legal stuff. What it is, it's getting darn right dangerous because of the fact that if the software modules are too large, you get the NTSB, I don't think, can trace the what's happening. And we got some, I got some information, actually via track phone and also the FCC. What happened is I was unable to make any phone calls from my cell phone. And so finally I got on the telephone and talked to India, and a guy in India, and they knew what had happened. And what happened is it got hacked, and so they went in and said, oh, you don't have any time left. Okay, but what this, the importance of this is what apparently the hackers are doing is getting in and hacking the database, okay, the data. In other words, let's take one of the 737 MAX flights. They said, oh, it's a bad sensor. Well, that may be true or it may be not. If they put, if somebody put malware in between the sensor and the computer and started inputting bad data into the MCAS system, you know, that could have causing problems. And also that software, because it's running on a bigger laptop or mainframe or, you know, computer, could be deleted. So it's real hard to tell what's happening. But I'm asking you this, okay, because we don't feel, I at least don't feel that it was the NTSB's particularly fault other than not complaining, but it's the FAA that has the real issue, is approving this stuff. So, hey, let me know, and I'll be back on Monday. And certainly I enjoyed our previous conversations, but I think I want to get things moving here again. I've been busy with other things, including vacation before the second big wave here of COVID. But thank you for listening. Bye.